News Talk 1620 WTAW. Here's an update on this morning's apartment fire at the College View Apartments in College Station. Visiting with Robert Mumford, Battalion Chief of the College Station Fire Department, we open up with the Fire Marshal's Office investigation into the cause of the fire.
After investigation by the Fire Marshal's Office, the cause of this morning's apartment fire was related to a heating unit that was located in the ceiling of an upstairs apartment. This was not a portable heating unit. This is actually a fixed unit that is located inside the apartment that provides heat to that specific apartment.
And it would have caught the wall on fire?
What it did is it caught the boards that hold the heating unit up in the ceiling. Above the ceiling tiles or above the ceiling, it caught the framework around it that holds that heating unit on fire, which is in turn up close to the attic, which in then turn caught the attic on fire.
Visiting with College Station Fire Department Battalion Chief Robert Mumford about the College View apartment fires from this morning. I've been here almost 5 years, and I don't recall an apartment fire of this size.
We've had one that area before. You know, those apartment complexes all along Harvey Road were built several years even before I got here.
Which would have been when?
I got here in 93. Okay. So the last 22 years, they were already here long before that. What it is most of those apartments over there have common attics. And so the space up there above the second story has a common attic space where it goes the whole length of the building. And so there's no fire stops in between those apartments. You know, they don't go all the way up to the roof line, the ridge line. It's a common attic just above the top roof of the apartment complex, or the top of the roof of the apartment.
If you could kind of walk us through the response, how that is done, and how you all get set up to attack this type of fire.
Sure, we were initially dispatched around 5 o'clock this morning. CSFD units were dispatched. We had, on our initial response, we sent three engine companies, a ladder company, an ambulance, and a battalion chief. The initial first arriving units got on scene. They had a heavy fire showing from the top of the roof. The roof had already vented open, and fire was shooting through the roof of the attic space on the above the second floor. Crews did their walk around. They began to size up the situation and determine their tactics. They pulled pre-connect hand lines and began extinguishing fire, along with doing primary search of the entire building.
Any sort of rescues required?
We did have one of the apartments that was on fire. We did rescue one of the cats, and we also treated one civilian on scene with some smoke inhalation, and she was treated and released.
And the person was already outside?
Yes, they were already outside when they were evaluated. And then we had two minor firefighter injuries. It's actual injuries from on scene, not smoke inhalation, but more of an actual injury.
Like a twisted knee or something like that?
Yeah, I can't reveal the information at this time of what type of injury they had. They just had minor injuries where they were treated and continued on with operations.
Did you all have to wake up anybody to get them out of any of the apartments?
Upon my arrival, I got on scene approximately, 15 minutes after the initial tone out. I believe the on-duty crews did, walk around and begin not opening doors, but banging on the doors, trying to get people out. And then also College Station Police Department did assist us with that while the crews were fighting fires, of actually going in and knocking on the doors and letting people know that the building was on fire and to have them safely evacuate.
Continuing my visit with College Station Fire Department Battalion Chief Robert Mumford about this morning's fire at the College View Apartments on Harvey Road. If you know, were all 20 apartment units occupied?
No, they were not. I think there was only 12 of them occupied. You know, with school still not in session yet, some of them were students, and so they were still gone for, holiday break. So there was only 20. There's a total of 21 people that live in that building, and only 12 contact were made on scene.
This would have been a building that faces Harvey Road, or is it further back towards University Oaks?
It's actually right next to the mechanic shop right there. It is facing Harvey Road, but it runs perpendicular to Harvey, so the building runs north and south.
Neighboring buildings had to be evacuated also?
We did make contact. PD assisted us with making contact with the next apartment complex over. and evacuating or making contact with those residents at that next complex. And then, of course, we, you know, once the fire was up in the attic and it took a hold of the whole attic space, we did call for an additional engine and ladder truck from Brian to assist us with operations. We actually had Brian set up their ladder truck on the north side of the building, whereas our ladder truck set up on the south side of the building. We did have to go defensive operations several times. We'd get the bulk of the fire knocked down with the master stream elevations, and then we'd put crews back into the up against the apartment building and begin extinguishment and pull and sealing, and then the fire would erupt again through that common attic space. And so we'd have to pull them out and do a defensive operation again also to knock down the majority of the fire.
If you know, when was the fire declared under control?
The fire, I was looking at the notes from our status board. It doesn't have a confirmed time frame, but I want to say the fire was roughly around 10:30 that it was placed under control, complete and under control.
And again, that's because of the rekindling?
That's because of the fire, you know, the size of the fire, the magnitude of the fire progressing, and then us extinguishing it down, knocking it down, trying to get back in there, and then it would revamp again and take off again. So, yes, that's the reason why.
And if you can also then walk us through the process of how you go about trying to figure out the cause.
For the cause, we call our fire marshal's division, comes in. They're notified of the situation. They will begin their investigation as far as talking to occupants, talking to firefighters, seeing what they saw when they or obtaining information what they saw on scene. They'll get some witness statements. They'll begin taking their pictures from the exterior and work their way in, and then they'll work it through their expertise of locating the area of origin and then determining the actual cause of the fire.
Continuing my visit with College Station Fire Department Battalion Chief Robert Mumford about this morning's fire at the College View Apartments on Harvey Road. If you know, when will occupants, particularly in the downstairs units, be allowed to try to remove anything else that might be salvageable?
We've turned that over to the building department, and we've also turned that over to the maintenance of the apartment complex. Once we've released the scene back to the complex, then we allow them to get with the residents and also with the building officials of College Station to determine, make sure it's safe, that everybody can go in and get their personal belongings. The majority of the fire damage was along the entire upstairs units above the roof ceiling line, where it got into the attic and just ran through the entire attic space.
Which makes those ladder trucks invaluable in trying to knock it down from the top.
It does, because the fire, once it broke through the actual roof and the decking material, and it broke through and caused such the flame impingement above the roof line, you know, our ladder trucks were able to begin aerial operations or elevated master stream operations. Of course, with a large body of fire, you need a large volume of water to put it out. And so, you know, hand lines were not sufficient because, number one, is the access to those areas were inaccessible. They were needing to have large volumes of water, which are the ladder truck from Brian and College Station both were able to put large volumes of water on the body of the fire and knock it down. Then our crews were able to go in and extinguish the remaining hot spots.
No issues involving getting the water? You had enough pressure to...
We had plenty of pressure. We had utilized several hydrants in the immediate area and just, you know, pretty much attacked it from the north side and the south side.
Anything else that I've missed?
We started off as an offensive mode fire. Our crews got on scene. Their first priority in any type of situation is to identify if there's any immediate rescue, you know, and they want to make sure that the occupants are out. So they began that operation while they were walking around doing their size up. PD assisted them with trying to obtain knocking on the doors and getting people out. And once everybody was out as far as they could, then they began their extinguishment operations. And then again, we had a little difficult time due to the fact that the large volume of fire and then our crews getting in there trying to get everybody out and get the fire under control. You know, we called in our community action response team. Our CART team came in. Our rehab team came in. They assisted our fire crews on scene with obtaining the information and keeping the residents all together that were there, obtaining their information, sending them over across the street and getting them warmth and shelter and food. And American Red Cross was also called in to assist. And so we staged them and had them report initially to the Rudy's area, and then we had the church where the old Office Max would assist us with opening up the church and allowing them to get in and shelter in place right there.
Thanks again to College Station Fire Department Battalion Chief Robert Mumford for the update on this morning's apartment fire at the College View Apartments on Harvey Road. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.